This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, John Walton joins us now, the voice of the Washington Capitals. You can follow him at John Walton PXP on the Rude Guest Hotline. John, another game, another big win for the Washington Capitals, and they have clinched the playoffs. How are you, sir?
Doing well, and yeah, clinching playoffs and being the first team to do so after last year being the last team to do so on the very last game of the year and about 3 minutes left in the third period. So much different this time. The Capitals are the first team since 1980 to be the last team to clinch the year before and the first the following year. So a lot of improvement. Went over Philadelphia, 46 on the year, and still got a chunk of games left here, so got 13 to go. So very, very optimistic that this will truly be one of the best teams in terms of standings points the Capitals have had in 50 years of hockey here.
You look at this team right now, John, a lot more guys on the team that are more effective, which I think makes it harder for other teams to defend them. Do you see the same where you have multiple guys being able to score at any time?
Yeah, I mean, B-Mitch, that's really the hallmark of this team is – yeah, Alex Ovechkin's been able to keep scoring, but Alexei Protas is a goal away from 30 and a breakout season for him. Connor McMichael has a shot of getting toward 30. You've got Tom Wilson for the first time in his career at 30 goals. Yeah. So they've got a lot of guys that are scoring a lot of different ways and a lot of different places. They've gotten a lot of offense from the blue line, too, and Jacob Chychrun's got 18 goals. I mean, as a defenseman, if you get to 20, that's a big number. So they've scored more goals than any team in the league. They're the best third-period goal-scoring team in the league. That'll win you a lot of games. So they're doing it a lot of different ways, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. I got to keep drinking the hot tea and have the throat lozenges because they certainly may give me a little bit of a workout, but I'll take it. It's been a lot of fun.
I love that. You know, one stat that I've made a point of kind of keeping an eye on this year because the hockey hipsters last year were such jerks about the Caps getting in with a negative goal differential. And listen, last year's Caps team wasn't great. They just had absurd goaltending the second half of the season, and they snuck in as an 8 seed, right? The current 8 seed projection would be Montreal. They have a minus 17 goal differential. So everybody that gave them a hard time last year, just shut up. That's what the 8 seed is generally. But this year, the Caps are plus 73. John, you've called these games for a long time. You've seen this hockey team during all of its eras in the OV time. Does this hockey's a crazy sport? I'm not talking about the playoffs. You never know what the hell is going to happen. But does this seem like maybe the best team of all these teams?
You know, it's tough to compare. I mean, I think in terms of just raw firepower. I mean, if you look at the President's Trophy winners, in 2016, 2017. I mean, the crazy thing is, and this is how crazy hockey is, really, if we really get down to it, the Caps' best team in that era wasn't 2018. It really wasn't. They were a better team in 2016. I think they were a better team in 2015. And they were kind of getting to the end of the arc there. It's like, or, you know, they're down 2-0 to Columbus. I mean, at the beginning of that 2018 playoff, it felt like they might be done. As, you know, rebuild and, you know, start over maybe. And they end up winning the whole thing. So some of it is bounces and some of it is just raw offense. I mean, when TJ Oshie was getting 30 goals and Alex was getting 50 and Nick Backstrom was getting 100 points, that's a very, very good hockey team. And Barry Trotz's time here, that seemed to be a regular thing. Spencer Carberry has this team in the truest sense of the word. This is a wonderful team to be around. There isn't a Connor McDavid or a Leon Draisaitl or that really, really top-end guy. I mean, Alex was that guy, but, you know, at 39, he's not that guy anymore. But he is contributing to the cause, and so is everybody else. And forwards 1 through 12 and defensemen 1 through 6 and both goalies, they're ready to go to war. Spencer Carberry used almost those exact words yesterday before the game. You know, we're ready for it, and that's how they win games because it's a different person every night. So in terms of best team in the team sense, yeah, they might be. In terms of, like, offense, it's maybe a little bit more of a gray area, but they're fun. They really care for each other. I've never seen a tighter group of guys, and I've been here 14 years. I've never seen anything quite like it. They play for each other. They pull for each other, both goalies, regardless who's playing. The other guys, their biggest cheerleader sitting on the bench. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. And if team has anything to do with it, and B-Mitch, you know that. I mean, you got a close group of guys. You can accomplish a lot. You know, that's what I think we're hoping for here.
Yeah.
We're talking with our friend John Walton, Caps play-by-play. You can hear his call of the games right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can follow John at John Walton PXP. John joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Well, and John, one thing that I'm really interested, listen, they're playing good hockey in Raleigh right now. The Canes have won 8 in a row. The Panthers look really good. You got the Leafs and the Lightning. Like, that other side of the bracket's going to be good. The next two games are serious bangers. You got Florida defending cup champs coming to town tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We're all going to be locked in on college hoops all weekend, but you got to watch that game tomorrow at 5.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to Winnipeg Tuesday night. Panthers are leading in the Atlantic Division. Winnipeg is tied with Washington in this President's Trophy chase. Each have 100 points. What do you want to see these next two games?
I think a lot of structure. I mean, at the end of the game last night against the Flyers, Spencer Carberry wasn't very happy with the way it went. They got away from some of their details, and the Flyers looked like they were going to just roll over and be finished, and they weren't. They came out firing in the third, and they're a proud team, and the Caps weren't as ready for that as they probably needed to be, and they end up out shooting them 17-2 and kind of had them on the ropes there at the end. So I think that when you look at that, you want to have everybody playing their best hockey down the stretch, and you really want to do it against the best teams. But I think when you're playing Florida, and certainly on Tuesday in Winnipeg, that is arguably the biggest regular season game, not just for Washington, but in the NHL schedule as a whole. That's best on best. They're the two best teams in the league. It's not particularly close. It's going to be in Winnipeg. The Jets got them here in D.C., like a little bit of payback and get a win on their rink. That's going to be a fantastic game. So I think just being able to continue to produce offense, to continue to play good defensive hockey, goaltending, I think Logan Thompson's going to get a little bit more here down the stretch. I think he could very well get these next two. Charlie's from Minnesota, and the Wild are up next on Thursday. I would think Charlie's going to get that one. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if Logan got the next two. These games are big, and he's got 30 wins, and in a lot of ways he's been the hot hand, to take nothing away from Charlie. But Logan is the guy who's 30-4, and these are games that you really want to lock down. And you want him playing his best hockey as we come down the stretch here too. So a lot to look for, I think, but you're right. Big game against the Panthers, the defending champs in town, and the Caps have handled them pretty well so far this year. They've beaten them twice. Hopefully they can do it again, and then we'll head to Winnipeg.
John, this thing is getting down to the wire. Alex scored again. It's at 7 now for breaking the record. Are you thinking this thing can happen?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think that when you look at
7 with 13 to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's right on the edge. I mean, if you're handicapping, like, when does it happen? Like, this is not going to happen in the month of March. It's probably not happening at the beginning of April either. This is getting down to those last couple of games, which, incredibly, game 82 for this team, where if you took the math, you say, okay, 0.5, 0.55 per game, whatever it is, you're getting down to really that last game of the year. Fellas, the last game of the year is in Pittsburgh. Can you imagine a world where he gets 895, but he does it in Pittsburgh with Sidney Crosby sitting there on the other side? I mean, it's at least a possibility when you get down to the end. I really want to see it happen at home. I know everybody wants to see it at home, but if you extrapolate it out, you look at those last three games, like, okay, well, you got a home game or two in there, but there, the last game. Let's try and get it before game 82. That would be good for everybody, I think.
Yeah, dude, I still think I'm clinging to the last home game against Columbus, and I know that leaves him too short, but it would be his first ever goal is against Columbus, and then he breaks the record against Columbus, and it would be at home. I don't know why, but I just feel some level of synchronicity with that. And then I wonder if he does get it early, do you think they let him sit a little going? How do hockey teams handle, like, in our world in football, you want to keep everybody fresh, but if you've clinched everything, by the time you get to the end, maybe you give guys a little bit of a break. How does hockey handle that?
It's different, but that particular, like, at the end, the only real version of load management would be, and Alex has done this in years past. I remember it's probably 8 or 9, could be even 10 years ago now. We were in St. Louis, and we had a game. It was the year of the big snowstorm. We had, like, 20 inches of snow, and a couple of games got wiped out, and one of those games got pushed to the end of the year, and poor Anaheim had to fly here from Orange County for one game on the last day of the year, which was not great for them. But we were in St. Louis, and the Caps were coming home, and it was a back-to-back, and Ovi was sitting on 47 goals. And they say, you know, he likes sitting out that last one if he's got, you know, numbers are squared away. But he's like, he needs 3 for 50. I think he's probably going to be playing in these last two. And he goes out in St. Louis and gets a hat trick in about 25 minutes and took game 82 off. And, like,
I love
that. There's nothing more Ovi than that. So he ends up with 50. You could look at the end of the year, and for anybody with bumps and bruises, not just Alex, but anybody where you've got everything wrapped up, if you've got any nagging injuries or anything, you need a little bit of extra healing time, you'll see some guys sit. And I think that's going to happen. I mean, the Caps, they've already clinched. So the only thing left is really division title, you know, home ice through second round, third round, hopefully all the way through. I fear not the President's Trophy. I know a lot of fans do. I said, listen, I would rather them have home ice for four rounds and being able to have that extra home game if they need it, so and be playing the right way. But having said all that, I think you will see some guys get rested just because it's a long year, and you may see a little bit of that down the stretch, but mainly just if guys are injured, not so much for just load management, just to have a night off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, load management is an NBA thing, and it's junk, and hockey guys are the opposite. Neil Greenberg, a friend of the program.
If anybody needs it, the hockey guys need it.
Yeah, they actually need it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you know Greenberg, John. Neil Greenberg's friend of the program. He just tweeted out, Ovechkin watch is at 888. I have the most likely games for him to break the record. April 6th at the Islanders, April 12th at Columbus, April 10th at home against the Hurricanes, April 13th at home against the Blue Jackets, April 2nd at the Hurricanes. And Greenberg's model allows 15% chance it doesn't happen this year. Do you feel like it happened? I had been steadfast that I thought it was happening, and then when he didn't get one against Detroit the other night, it was the first time I had a little bit of pause.
It is, I mean, listen, it's a hard thing for anybody to do at any point, even for the NHL's top players, to put those kind of numbers together in a stretch. And he's trying to do it at 39 years of age. Yeah, there's a chance it doesn't happen. But everything that he has been throughout his career has been about rising to the occasion. And I thought last night, you know, the Flyers are a team that he's always played well against. So he ends up getting that first period goal. He finds a way. He's got 52 goals against Philadelphia in his career. That's just insane.
Wow.
But second most in any single team that he's faced. But when you look at the teams that are coming up, there are a couple back-to-backs. The Columbus home and home. You got a game at Boston, at Carolina. You got to keep plugging away. I think when you look at it big picture, go, wow, not sure, we'll see. But when you look at it game by game, say, you know what? Big man just needs a goal tonight. And if he gets it, then the pressure's off. He's feeling better about things. I think you could see that last night, where it's, you know, been a couple games and the meter's running and you're coming down to the end of the season, but you could see the relief, I thought, as much as the jubilation, is like, hey, all right, got one, 888, let's go. And I think that's, you know, the way it's going to be the rest of the way. You know, whatever game it ends up being, wherever you are in that night, that's all you can control in one night. If you can get any night you can get a goal, you're one closer, and it also affords you the opportunity of having a game where you don't get one, and it's okay. And I think we just play that game from now until mid-April.
John, we will be listening for this Panthers game and then definitely. Winnipeg game, and I can't wait for that. I've told my wife that we're going to watch Caps play Winnipeg, and boy, is she excited. real quick, though, I have two non-hockey things to ask you about, Walton. One,
yes.
How's your bracket looking? Now, we used to have a Caps player on every week. I'm aware there's a fantasy football league in that dressing room. I am guessing there's a bracket in that dressing room. Of course, no cash ever exchanges hands. But how's the brackets looking? How excited are the boys for this time of year with hoops?
The guys, I think, are pretty excited. You know, one of the rites of hockeydom come springtime are NCAA brackets, and Masters pools are pretty popular as well. So those things are happening. I'm ashamed to say that I did not do a bracket this year.
I know absolutely
nothing, because I never get a chance to really sit down and watch. I did happen to notice we've got Katie Fleury, our studio host, is a Clemson grad. I do know that the Tigers did not fare well. I do know that.
They scored 13 points and won the whole half, John.
Yeah, I saw the Clemson Tiger mascot shaking his head sideways, and so we did have a little fun at Katie's expense on that. But other than that, I know nothing. I know less than nothing, and I depend on people like you guys to tell me what's up.
Well, guess what, John? We don't know anything either.
Yeah, I watch a lot, John. I watch a lot,
and,
I'm last in our pool right now. So that's the nobody
way.
Knows.
See, I used to do it a lot. Like, I used to run the pool when I was in Hershey. I used to run the bracket there, and I never came close to winning. So I don't know. Maybe knowledge isn't powerful anyway, but
it might not be. All right, this is the last thing, and I'm gonna confess something. Left hand up. I am an idea guy. I am very rarely an execution guy. So I talk about stuff and get excited and then just completely forget and go a different direction. I'm like a child in a field that sees a butterfly. I just run the other way, right? However, I actually followed through on something, and it's related to John Walton.
What was that?
John, do you remember?
I'm terrified.
Don't be terrified. I think you'll be excited. I believe it was last week when you were kind enough to give us a few minutes for NBC4, and we did that interview, and you mentioned fly fishing. That, you know, you grew up in Minnesota, right? Growing up, you liked to go fly fishing. Some of the boys on the team like to go fly fishing, and nobody knows where to go fly fishing in the D.C. area.
Okay. Well, you've discovered a place to go fly fishing.
Not exactly. No, what I told you was I have a buddy. Shout out to my friend Steve Lynn, who goes fly fishing all the time. I see it on his Instagram page. Uh-huh. And I actually followed up with Lenny. I said, yo, can you shoot me an email about the fly fishing stuff so I can send it to the Caps guys? And, I mean, sometimes the universe knows what it's doing. He literally emailed me this morning at 11 as you were joining the program. So, otherwise, I would have completely forgotten, never forwarded the email. But I now have this email to forward to you. Would you like to tell me your email address over the air to probably thousands of people listening, or would you prefer to text it to me?
I think texting would probably be good there. I get enough junk email as it is. But, yeah, let's do that. And I'm happy to share with my outdoor enthusiast, Charlie Lindgren, on that. He is,
I think it's a place
Flyfish.
Out towards Front Royal.
So here's what
Greg, I think Greg does it.
Here's what I can tell you. There's a book, Washington, D.C. area. Now, John, I'm going to confess I know nothing about. This is trout fishing. Is that what you're looking for?
I mean, it can be.
Okay.
I think the fly fishing part, I don't know that I'll have to get whatever. Where we come from, where Charlie and I come from, it's walleye. But there's
I don't think we got walleye here.
Walleye Front Royal. So.
Yeah. You're looking for the Rose River or Susie Q Escataba Farms. I'm going to send you the email. Thank you for your time, Walton. Appreciate it,
John. You're truly a details man, JP. I appreciate that.
That's the great John Walton. Give him a follow at John Walton PXP. When we come back, we got brackets, baby.